This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Philippines says it has fully restored a major security agreement with the United States. President Rodrigo Duterte retracting his intentions to terminate the Philippines-U.S. Visiting Forces Agreement late Thursday. Duterte retracted the termination letter sent to the U.S. last year after meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who told reporters the agreement with the Philippines helps the U.S. long-range planning. Analysts say access to the Philippines puts the U.S. in a position to rapidly respond to threats from China and the South China Sea. They say it also bolsters U.S. counter-terror and intelligence gathering in the region. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilian federal government workers must be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. The strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 has rapidly spread the country. The president said these same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. The president suggested more state and local governments to offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot right now. He says that if one is needed, that something will be done. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise and risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's President Isaac Herzog will be the first to get the booster on Friday. It will be offered to the general public beginning Sunday. A long-delayed Russian laboratory module docked with International Space Station Thursday, but hours later, the Russian lab knocked the orbiting station out of position when the lab's thrusters accidentally fired. It took mission controllers nearly an hour to reposition the International Space Station. The Space Station program manager said no damage was identified and there was no immediate danger at any time to the crew. The new Russian module will require many operations, including up to 11 spacewalks, beginning in September. The U.S. Navy said Thursday that it's charged a sailor with starting a fire last year that destroyed a warship docked in San Diego, California. Authorities say the sailor was a member of the crew at the time. No other details were provided, and it's unclear what evidence was found or what the motive was. The amphibious assault ship was nearing the end of a two-year upgrade at an estimated cost of $250 million when the fire broke out last July. More than 60 sailors and civilians were treated for minor injuries, heating up and smoke inhalation. And in other news, just recapping our top story. In the Philippines, signing an agreement with the United States on the termination of that joint agreement with the U.S. And in Ecuador this week, a defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarry charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy back in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.